USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weather on this Labor Day 2020 will be idyllic in the east, according to forecasters, with mid-80s and low humidity across much of that region. But the southwest will suffer under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator is thanking folks for conserving power so far this weekend, avoiding the need for them to impose rolling blackouts. But they say such action is still on the table if power demand soars. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming a report from last week that a deal's been reached to avoid a government shutdown.
We'll do this separately from the CARES Act negotiations.
Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday the agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a so-called clean continuing resolution, as in pork-free, and would probably last until after the election. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Labor Day, created to honor the economic achievements of American workers. Some thoughts on the 2020 observance of the holiday from John Clemens.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful to those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and, frankly, fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Labor Day first celebrated in 1882. It became a federal holiday in 1894. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump saying on Sunday the Democrats, the media, and Big Tech's massive disinformation campaign are a danger to the nation. He said they all create fake stories and then push them like has never been done before, in his words. He tweeted it's even worse than the 2016 campaign. His remarks come after The Atlantic published a story quoting him as supposedly disparaging American soldiers who died in World War I. The Rochester, New York police chief says the people arrested during protests over Daniel Prude's death in that city are from all across the nation. LaRon Singletary says there have been arrests made where people have had addresses from as far away as Alaska. Meantime, the chief says he has not offered to resign, nor has he been asked to step down. The mayor, Lovely Warren, gave Singletary a public vote of confidence, saying he's the right person for the job. Prude died in late March after a spit hood was put over his head, and he was also held on the ground by several officers. And tennis player Novak Djokovic makes an early exit from a major tournament, now apologizing after he was disqualified from the U.S. Open for striking a line judge with a ball that he hit out of frustration. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.